Hey, everybody. Good evening. Hope you're well tonight. I just want to welcome you. My name is Tina Watchke. I'm on staff here. I'm in women's ministry, and it's my privilege to be able to welcome you to this place tonight. We are gathered as the body of the church. This building is not the church, and it's a good reminder for us. We look around the room, and we see people, our sisters and brothers. We're all here from different walks of life, different areas of Grand Rapids, in and around. Just different situations that we're coming from this week. Maybe we've had a great day outside, or perhaps we've just had a crazy week. And this is the time of service where we kind of pause and just prepare our hearts to enter into this time that we get to spend together this week. We're gathered together to lift high the name of Jesus through song, to hear the truth of his word, and to have fellowship with one another, encouraging one another, perhaps praying for one another. And so I'm going to read a chapter of the Psalms. We're going to stand together. I'll read the chapter of the Psalms, and then we're just going to have a few moments of time for you to perhaps pray or just pause. Think about, in the Psalm I'm going to read, David asks this question, who is this King of Glory? And then he asks it again, who is this King of Glory? Maybe you think about that during this time where you pause and ask, who is he to you tonight? So will you stand with me as I read? Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein, for he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully, he will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from God of his salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Lift up your head, O gates, be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory.
I surrender. Ushers can come down or receive an offering. In the darkness, we were waiting without hope and without light, till from heaven you came running, there was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt. Praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings. The song was moved for good, for the Lamb had conquered death. And the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe. For the souls of all who'd come to the Father are restored. And the Church of Christ was born, and the Spirit in the flame. Now this gospel truth of old shall not kneel, shall not faint. By his blood and in his name, it is freedom I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me. My last song, praise, yeah, praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings. And I will not boast in it. No gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus, his death and resurrection. Should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my just say thank you, Jesus. Acknowledge your sacrifice this evening. and truly just say with as much humility as we can muster, we just want to lay our lives before you. We don't have much to offer. But your spirit and your strength and your hope added to our lives, God, it's all we need. So we thank you for your presence here right now. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word. And we just pray that this evening we could know you better. That as our lives encounter your life today, we'd be changed by you, Lord. So we look to you to do that work this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hey, why don't you say hi to someone around you before you have a seat?
Good evening. How are we doing tonight? Welcome, everybody. Before we get started tonight, if you've been coming to Crossroads for at least some time, I think you know that we really, in our minds and in our hearts, exist for the city of Grand Rapids. We're going for it. We want Jesus Christ to be exalted. What we just sung, we want people to know that. So we exist for our neighbors, our neighborhood. We exist for the city. We exist for the nations. And we also recognize that as we get bigger and bigger, that it's easier and easier for our church to just be a bunch of spectators. And just know, like, we are fighting that with all of our might. But we also know that there's one church in Grand Rapids of which Crossroads plays its little part. And we value our partnerships with the churches. And there are some churches even that I think if maybe I was sitting where you sit and I was feeling like I was becoming more and more a spectator, some of these churches would look good to me. One of them being Soma. Soma, actually, this next Sunday is going to be launching their Sunday service for the first, or kind of in a re-kickoff. But they did not start their church by saying, hey, come to our Sunday thing. They started their church by forming a community of people and doing life together and being about the gospel. And then other